Welcome to the NewsHour. Tensions remain high in the Middle East tonight as we wait to see if Israel responds to Iran's barrage of drones and missiles over the weekend. President Biden said while the U.S. commitment to Israel is unwavering, the administration would not support a retaliatory strike.
That's right, Jeff. And another country hoping for more U.S. support is Ukraine. I spoke with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky about that, about its war with Russia, and much more. But first, we begin in the Middle East, where a region is on edge. Nick Schifrin has our report.
At the site of the first ever Iranian missile strike on Israeli territory today, Israel's top general warned Iran payback was coming.
As we look forward, we weigh our steps. And this launch of so many missiles, cruise missiles, and drones onto the territory of the State of Israel will be met with a response.
Iran's unprecedented attack of more than 300 drones and missiles lit up the sky Saturday night and Sunday morning across the country. World leaders quickly rallied to Israel's defense. But following U.S. officials urging Israel not to respond to Iran militarily, today a unified European message of restraint. French President Emmanuel Macron.
We are going to try to convince Israel that we should not respond by escalating.
German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock.
Israel has won thanks to its strong air defenses. This defensive victory must now be ensured diplomatically.
And British Foreign Secretary David Cameron.
So our hope is that there won't be a retaliatory response.
Israel says it blocked Iran's ballistic missiles, thanks in part to its air defense system Arrow 3, built to counter Iranian threats. They also got lucky. Two U.S. officials confirmed that half of Iran's more than 100 ballistic missiles failed in flight. Israel's success was also the product of a defensive coalition. When the strikes from Iran and Iranian-backed proxies in Iraq, Syria, and Yemen began, the U.S. had already made agreements with Arab states, including Jordan and Saudi Arabia. The U.S. military says it shot down more than 80 Iranian drones. Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant hopes that sets a diplomatic precedent.
We have an opportunity to establish a strategic alliance against this grave threat by Iran, which is threatening to mount nuclear explosives on these missiles, which could be an extremely grave threat.
What we've seen is proof of concept that when the security and strategic concerns of our partners align, they can absolutely work together.
Dana Stroll is the research director and a senior fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy and the former deputy assistant secretary of defense for the Middle East. She says the shootdowns were successful because of regional coordination that, until this weekend, was untested.
What we saw on Saturday night was proof of concept that all of this hard work, the investment in compatible radars, the investments to share classified military information in real time, and the confidence building that it took to create this regional security architecture actually works.
Iran's attack on Israel was in response to an Israeli airstrike earlier this month on Iran's consulate in Damascus that killed several top commanders.
They got what they wanted from the psychological and economic impact of the whole world being on edge last week.
Vali Nasser is a professor at the Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies. He says even though the attacks failed militarily, Iran hopes they prevent future Israeli attacks.
Iran's hope is that what happened last week will make everybody, particularly Europeans and Americans, think we don't want to be there again in a week. So that would put pressure on Israel, and that pressure is exactly the kind of deterrence that Iran was looking for. So it's mainly political gain rather than military gain.
But right now, while the world urges restraint, the decision of what to do next is Israel's. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Nick Schifrin.